day, we was walking back to the hotel and seeing a woman in the parking lot. And when she saw me, her eyes lit up bright and tears fell from her eyes. And she ran up on me. She said, "Pastor, is that really you? Is that really you, Pastor?" She says, "My name is Emily. I'm a digital disciple. I live in so-and-so state." And she began to weep and cry. And she said, "Thank you for your ministry. And thank you for 2019. And thank you for the spread of the gospel." Watch. And with tears in her eyes, she looked up at the sky and she said, "Pastor, I'm waiting for the day when my Savior cracks the sky." And she cried, and I cried, and Lena cried. And she says, "I'm waiting for him to come." And then she said that my heart was overwhelmed because I thought, man, this is what God wants for all of his children. He wants you to live with an expectation of his coming. Watch. He wants you to long for him. And there are too many of you, you will never feel what Emily felt because you're doing everything other than intimacy with Christ. You cannot tell me you're intimate with him and you don't want to see him. Our hope is not wrath. Our hope is not the tribulation. My hope is that one day I will see the one who saved me. How do you not desire that? What do you have now in this life that is more precious than being with Christ? Not my ministry, not 2819, not this platform, not a million people following me on Instagram, not the money I have in the bank. There is nothing I possess that's more valuable than the day I will say I will be united with my Savior. And the more time I spend in prayer, and the more time I spend in his word, and the closer I get to him, the more I want to be with him. How do you not desire that? You don't desire that because your heart is full of everything other than Christ.